is still on the
sunshine. Wake up, sleepy head. Why'd we move that Bojangle clock so far away from the bed? Just one more minute, that's why we moved it. One more hug or two. Do you love waking up next to me as much as I love waking up next to you? I'll make the bed. I'll fix your lunch and you fix mine. Now tell me the truth. Do these old shoes look funny? Honey, it's almost nine. Now you be careful, gotta go. I love you, have a beautiful day. And kiss the happiest girl in the whole USA. Skippity-doo-dah, thank you, Lord, for making him for me. And thank you for letting life turn out the way that I always thought it could be. Now, once was a time when I could not imagine how it would feel to say I'm the happiest girl in the whole USA. Shine on me, sun, shine, walk with me, world, it's a skippity-doo-dah-day. I'm the happiest girl in the whole USA. Shine on me, sun, shine, walk with me, world, it's a skippity-doo-dah-day.
For acoustic music, puzzles, interviews, and live performances weekly, join host Larry Berger for the Saturday Light Brigade to get your weekend off to a good start. That's the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings, right here on 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Mama got a note here from the Harper Valley PTA. Well, the note said, Mrs. Johnson, you're wearing your dress is way too high. It's reported you've been drinking and are running around with men and going wild. And we don't believe
Hey out there in Radio Land, you are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 on your FM radio dial, WRCT.org, on your web browser of choice. It is 7 o'clock. That means it is time for the WRCT radio calendar. Here are some things going on in our fair city of Pittsburgh. The Steel City Squares host monthly square dances happening January 13th, February 10th, March 16th, April 13th, and May 11th. Dances are beginner and family-friendly traditional Appalachian squares with a live band and caller. No experience is necessary. All dances are taught. Doors and potluck and old-time open jam starts at 7. Dances start at 8. All of the dances take place at the Shiloh Center, which is located at 3832 Mintwood Street in Lawrenceville. More information about Steel City Square is posted on their Facebook page, or you can send them some email at squaredancepittsburgh@gmail.com. I'm waiting for the music to come in, and I apparently have mistimed it. Wood Street Galleries is showing Workflow, the first institutional solo exhibition of artist Jensen Leonard, centering on a titular film, exploring the velocity and momentum of blackness as it relates to the philosophical concept of acceleration, the notion that the only way out of capitalism is through its intensification. The show is on display now through February 11th at 601 Wood Street in downtown Pittsburgh. While you are downtown, you might check out the 820 Gallery featuring MS User, a show by Anisha Baid, a artist and writer from Kolkata, India. Man, cannot talk already. They are currently pursuing their MFA at Carnegie Mellon University. Bates' practice investigates pervasive technologies through an examination of their design, diversity of use, and their relationship with ideas from science fiction. This exhibition will present a selection of recent works that explore the history of computer interfaces and will feature video performance installations and sound works. The works selected for the exhibition are informed by her interest in digital vernaculars, the process by which new tools and metaphors are appropriated by communities, specifically in urban South Asia, to generate hybrid aesthetic functions. The show is on display now through February 18th at 820 Liberty Avenue in downtown Pittsburgh. For more information about either of those shows, visit trustarts.org. And once you are done looking at art downtown, you can cross a river and go to the Pittsburgh Banjo Club's regular rehearsal every Wednesday at 8 p.m. to enjoy their wonderful music and have a snack and perhaps a drink. Founded in 1988, the Pittsburgh Banjo Club is an all-volunteer band and organization that uses banjos, trumpets, tubas, and bass to perform popular music from the 1920s and 1930s. The Pittsburgh Banjo Club rehearses at the Allegheny Elks Lodge, number 339, which is located at 400 Cedar Avenue in Pittsburgh's North Side. Reservations must be made by Tuesday at 5 p.m. for each Wednesday event. You can do that by giving them a call at 412-321-1834. Moving on to the concert calendar. Perhaps playing right now is the Thoth Trio at Con Alma. Theoretically, the show started at 6, runs till 9. Thoth Trio. David Throckmorton, Ben Opie, and Paul Thompson, in case you had forgot. Also, tonight, Moni Stevenson will be at the Greer Cabaret Lounge. Mai Coy and the Dissidents will be at the Club Cafe. And David Bernabo will be at the Government Center, along with Adam Kantz and Devin Osamu Tip. Tomorrow night, Delana Flowers will be at the Greer Cabaret Lounge. Glass Caps will be at the Club Cafe, along with Muzzle Tongue and Right On Warriors. Funhouse that Mr. Smalls is hosting St. Dude, along with Exit Angles and Sweetheart Grip. Government Center is hosting Villager, along with Bugcatcher, Gina Gorey, and Clear Creek SP. On Friday, Yellow Bridges is at the Club Cafe, along with 957 and Clay Coast. The Conspiracy Theory will be at the Funhouse at Mr. Smalls, along with Melt. Government Center is hosting Raised by Giants, along with Crombie and Jake Didion. The Dreadnoughts are at Pittsburgh Winery. King Buffalo is at Thunderbird, along with Resin. And Gasolina will be at the Roxy Inn. On Saturday, Tilt Controls will be at the Roboto Project, along with King Blue Heron and Fosh. At Bottle Rocket, the Lost Causes are having an album release show. They're playing along with Alan Ghetto, Colt Winter, Lepley, and Outside Eliza. Upstate will be at the Club Cafe along with Somnier. Funhouse is hosting Chip and the Charge-Ups along with Blood Union and Room. Mr. Smalls itself is hosting an evening with Lotus. And Thunderbird has Soon As I Get Home featuring Anguinique, Erica Dene, Jay Inez, and Simone. I also have a listing on for Sunday for an evening with Lotus being at Mr. Small, so maybe you should check first before going. Also happening on Sunday is the improvised music gig at Bantha Tea, which happens every second Sunday at 7. This time it's featuring Echo Kane, John Kerr, Nick Fagnelli, and Ken Lamison. So if you, your band, your artistic event, your social engagement, if you'd like your event included in our radio calendar, send us the details at least 2 weeks in advance. radio-calendar@wrct.org is the place to send it. What else can I tell you? I can tell you that during these uncertain times, people needing organ transplants need your help more than ever. There are lots of social networking sites, but one that saves lives, it's matchingdonors.com. Linking organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 22 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most waiting for kidneys. If you've considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit matchingdonors.com. Home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. If you have questions about what you're listening to, you can check our website at wrct.org. I'll tell you right now, though, as tends to be my norm for January, this is where I go back and play all this stuff from last year that I really liked that maybe didn't make any sense or didn't make it into our top 30 countdown last week. So along those lines, one of the things that I really liked was Nadja. Among the multiple releases that Nadja and people in Nadja put out last year was a live version of their Thaumagenesis composition. So that's what we're going to listen to now.
Hi, I'm Peter Sagal, and I am the second funniest person in my family, next to my late uncle, Ted Skolnick, a delightful man a dozen times sharper and wittier than I've ever been. But not a lot of people ever got to know that about him, maybe because he spent most of his life hiding his ostomy bag due to his severe Crohn's disease. He kept that a secret, but when he died last year, he left a large bequest to the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation, supporting the search for better treatments and support for people like him. Don't feel you need to hide your Crohn's or colitis. Go to spillyourguts.org to learn more.
Hi, this is God. Whenever I'm in Pittsburgh, which is always because I'm omnipresent, I listen to every radio station at the same time, including WRCT.
Blessed is the lotus, the day's bleeding womb. Blessed are the spiders, their alphabet. 26 stones, my corpse is dancing. Blessed are the worms, the maggots, sexless and probing like tongues through the rotting soil. Blessed is the loam. Blessed is the loam, the darkness, mushrooms blooming, teeth pushing through the earth's black and putrid gums. Blessed is the maw, the great maw, the mouth, the gnashing of continental shores. Blessed are the stones, the rocks, the island, all the world, a promontory scab hardening around the earth's myriad molten wounds. Blessed is the blood, the bile ascending, the gross moss of shapeless years forming on the eyeless trunks of trees. Blessed are the snakes, the dragons breathing, the giants eating, each dumb beast, our mothers, our fathers, filled with blood. Blessed are the black cricket's legs, singing furiously until the whole lake is on fire. Blessed is the fire, blessed is the lake,
Blessed are the black cricket's legs. Blessed is the trembling nerve of now, the great topaz hurtling through galactic dark. Blessed is the dark, the knotted roots of the first tree, the fearful serpent uncoiling still as even the first stone turns to dust. Blessed is our fear, the great retching which rips us wide-eyed, hairy and blood-spattered, terribly laughing up from the mud. Blessed is the transfiguration of terror that wakens the crimson thread within. Blessed is our weaving and crawling, our climbing. Blessed is our braiding. Blessed is our climb. Blessed are we who flop from mud to soil to grass to trees. Blessed are our lungs, our hands. Blessed is the transmutation of air and fruit and meat to spirit. Blessed are the bees. Blessed is their hive returning through each flaw of rain, revealing the hierophany of nectar in the fresh light of the cloud's empty womb. Blessed is our moaning and shitting, our walking on quivering feet. Blessed is our walking and running, our speaking each day, our dying, our struggle toward freedom, our dying. Blessed is the fight for freedom, even more than to be free. Blessed is our life. Blessed is our instrument responding with purity to the collapsing sigh of the world. Blessed is our cry, our cry, our radiant repeating, the gleaming cinder, like honey, like wax, like roses, the world vanishing and nothing but us remaining beneath the abyss of God singing, I am the one that is not. And when the cry comes, the cry comes in the cryptic tongue to pass beyond my body, bastion of sugar and bone. The cry comes to no longer be the vessel. The cry comes not from your mouth alone. It is not you talking. It is ancestors of ancestors speaking with centuries upon centuries of mouths. It is not you alone desiring. It is a galaxy of descendants desiring down the long, fathomless pillar of your infinite heart. For between the void and the abyss, you alone struggle and are in peril. And in your small earthen chest, one thing alone struggles and is in peril. And when the cry comes in the cryptic tongue, the cry comes to pass beyond my body monstrously shining above black lichen rivers, its curse like a blood of stars erupting from my throat, a promise roaring, jackals howling, awful and grim. My body, lust magnificent, views of Byzantium crucified, awake in me among. My body, idle and brutal, let light thunder the first to adore. My body, my ghost, my retinue of ghouls, profane and dancing, dizzy, drunk, and shrieking through a phantasmagoria of stars. My body, exquisite thighs, streaming with blood. My body, hungry and gaping, threaded with hands. My body, my tongue distended and dangling amid corpses and non-corpses. Gum, gum, drone the bees. My body, my mouth, my penetrated mouth, singing through the honeycomb locked in its jaws. My penetrated body, levitating weightless, rotted by this leprous alien song. I am penetrated, I am penetrated, I am pierced. My body, my elephant, my chariot, I am pierced. I am penetrated by men, I am penetrated by insects, plants and beasts, the ecstatic march of flesh. I am penetrated by birds, by stones, and the wind's twisted shell. I am penetrated by seas and fires, by colors, by wings, by horns, by claws, by constellations, butterflies. I am penetrated by great hemlocks blackening the moonless sky. I am penetrated by water, by dreams, by lightning cracks and mute night. By night, thick as death, it must be death. I am penetrated by death and cannot see. And beneath the night sky, the universe of every eye, judging acutely with their small fires, igniting to the orchard within me the path of names. Every word along the way lit like a flame upon the wick of its origin. I kiss each name and make for it a temple on my tongue. I name a stone, I name an insect, I name an idea dancing across a dust mote's horizonless stage. I name a nightmare ecstasy. I name sleep a fertile wall of storms. I name the air choked with a blizzard of blossoms, white origin of apples dancing on the wild, threadless sun. I name the eye of the earth blinking in my blood, a phenomena of swarms. I name the hour black lightning and its children golden sheaves of fire burning Lanka to the ground. I name this fever of flood like a harass of feral horses breaking on the blackened plain, and the trembling shale of stardust is its name. Red Java flower is its name. The sky lit by heaping nectar is its name. The cloud whose throne is a corpse is its name. Dwell in its presence and dread is its name. Reflect on the root from which you are hewn is its name. An act without knowledge is nothing is its name. The seven heavens of chaos is its name. Vilon is its name. Rakia is its name. Shehakim is its name. Zavul is its name. Ma'on is its name. Makun is its name. Erevot is its name. A curtain like the hum of a severed head is its name. The firmament scattered like a riddle is its name. The millstone grinding bright miracle of wheat is its name. A silver bridge of the dead returning to their infinite numinous source is its name. A choir of thousands terrifying slow and rising from a single mouth is its name. Scattered by the awestruck chism of a new element is its name. Amen, amen, azah, salah is its name. There is a precise instant when the world is marvelous. Now is its name. I hear its cry. I hear its cry, lacerated by a paradise of sadness, devoured by brutes. I hear its cry. I rise, ashen with the incandescent dust of rubies. I hear its cry. I rise, weeping, a moth emerging from the innocence of limbo beneath the green bowers. I hear its cry, dissolving in a golden beam. I invent new beasts, new flowers, new stars, new men, new holes, new purity. Oh, purity, this vision of purity, erect for the brief bliss of the void. With their pestilential breath abating, I leave the hazel copse. I depart through nameless, numberless years, climb the cosmic mountain, parapets of jasper shining above the waning cypress. Wading through thickets of mallow, I approach the navel of the earth.